wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth.
We are now just 10 days away from the NFL draft, which will take place from the 25th through the 27th. We've given a lot of time to the picks that the Packers have, what they should do with the picks, should they package them and move up or move down, and what positions do you think they need. I'm sure we'll continue to have those conversations as we get closer to the draft as well. But Joshy posed a real interesting question to us this morning in our production meeting, and I thought, ooh, that's fun. Biggest draft steals. Now, you can go in history, you can go 25 years. In history, I think a lot of people could make an argument for Bart Starr.
I mean, that's the answer, right?
If you go in history, yeah.
Yeah.
If you close it down to, like, the last 25 years, though, you gotta...
Then it becomes...
You gotta move him out of the... Out of
yeah.
The finalists. But yeah, Bart Starr was in the 17th round, right? But again, the draft was different back then. I mean, the draft was many, many, many more rounds, wasn't it?
Yeah, but he was also like pick 199 or something. He was very, very close to what the Tom Brady number selection was. So he was close to like pick 200 or whatever. So it was, there were still a lot of guys and a lot of names that went before him in that draft.
So Chu, first let's establish what we think when we think steal. I think there are people that think you were a steal. You know, late round,
round,
and played for many years and won a Super Bowl and in the Packers Hall of Fame. And sometimes I get confused with like the Ring of Honor and the like. There's different distinctions, but you're in the Hall of Fame. Do you consider yourself a steal?
I guess. I mean, I thought obviously everyone thinks that they're going to go a hell of a lot earlier than you do, unless you're the first pick of the draft. I guess a steal. I mean, what's it based upon? Pro Bowls? I look at Donald Driver. I think Donald Driver was a complete steal.
Yes.
With one, I think he went to one Pro Bowl. Where does it start? You see, you know what I'm saying? Is third round like free? Was Free a good pick, or was that a steal? I think Free was picked in the third round.
I mean, I think if you really wanted to, I think it's just a case-by-case basis.
Right.
Because even though Aaron Rodgers was a first-round pick, he was in the discussion to be the number one pick. And then he falls all the way to you in the mid-20s. So I think you could make a case that he was a steal, because you got somebody who could have potentially been the top pick of the draft falling to you. Like, I think you could make that argument.
David Bakhtiari, steal.
Exactly. Fourth round pick.
Right?
All pro.
That's a big time steal, because he's probably fringy. I don't know. You think he has done enough to get into the big Hall of Fame?
No. That's a great what if, Chu. If he stays healthy, probably. But I don't know if he ever plays a full season again.
How many Pro Bowls does he have?
He's got more All Pros. He's got more All Pros than Pro Bowls.
He's got more All Pros than
Pro Bowls. I think he's like a 4-time All Pro, 3-time Pro Bowler.
Like Zach Tom is trending to be a steal. Was he a 4th round pick?
Well, it sort of feels like the offensive line guys are kind of predisposed to be steals because of where the Packers draft them and their ability to develop that position so well. Right? Like, I mean, could you make the argument that Mark Tauscher was a steal?
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, where he was drafted and then the tenure that he had at his position, being the one of the best to ever do it for the Green Bay Packers. So I feel like I don't want to take offensive line off the table. I think that there are a lot of guys who would qualify as that. But just based on the way that they obtain and develop that position, you're going to see a lot of steals, I think, in that space.
Yeah, because, again, they haven't spent a lot. And famously, like the high round, first round offensive linemen, a lot of them have flamed out outside of Bulaga. But I mean, Packers fans can just list off the John Michaels, the now I'm blanking on the guy who broke his leg and was there 2011.
Oh, Mike Flanagan,
Derek Sherrod.
Derek
Sherrod.
Like there's a lot of those first rounders that just have not worked out at the offensive line. Whereas, I mean, a lot of these late round guys, Tausch, Marco Rivera. You just start listing them up.
Adam Timmerman. You know.
So, Chu, what do you think? I mean, again, are you okay with guys who were drafted relatively high, but who still outperformed where they were drafted? Like, would Jordy Nelson be an example of a steal? He was drafted in the second round, I believe.
It's just,
but he still was one of the mainstays at the position, one of the best to ever do it. Obviously a fan favorite. I'm not sure if that qualifies for this conversation at all. But would he be a steal? Or is he more of, he sort of met expectations.
Second round pick. I don't know. How much credence do we put in Pro Bowls? Because I don't think he had a lot.
I mean, some. If he got an All-Pro, I put more credence in that, where you're looked at
Billy
as one
Schrader.
Of the best. Yeah,
Billy
he was
Schrader.
A steal. Absolutely, steal. He was a steal. If you've got 3 1,000-yard seasons in your career when you were drafted at that position, absolutely.
Okay,
that's
but is there a way that maybe we can narrow it down to 4 for pollable purposes? Like, is there a way that we can go with the 4 that we think and then throw it out there for our loyal listeners? Would Mason Crosby be on the list? Drafted
sixth
in the
round.
Sixth round. And then, you know, ended up, obviously, the all-time leading scorer, which oftentimes happens with kickers who kick for a very long time for one team, but made field goals and extra points, all-time leader for Green Bay.
Aaron Jones.
Aaron Jones is obviously an option.
Fifth round pick.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you're going to put Jordy in there, then you got to put Greg Jennings in there too, right?
Yeah, and then Devontae Adams. Like, if you're going to put Jordy, then Devontae was the best of the group, and he was also a second round
pick.
Right,
then we'll.
So I think all those guys are out.
Move them out. Do we want to go one at each position? I mean, look, Aaron Rodgers to me feels like a steal because, as Gabe said, he fell into the Packers' lap. You didn't know you were. There's no way you went in thinking, you know who we're going to get? Aaron Rodgers out of Cal in this draft at 24, mm-hmm. I believe. 24. You know, obviously he fell, and then, you know, the rest is history. So, Chu, are there 4 guys that pop for you? Is Donald Driver, are we all in agreement that Donald Driver is a 7th-round pick who, I believe,
yes.
What are some of the...
he's the all-time leading receiver in Packers history.
That's what I was looking for. Thank you very much. He's the only Packers receiver to eclipse the 10,000-yard mark and the only one to tally over 700 total receptions. He's got to be on the list, right?
Yes.
If we're trying to find 4 Packers...
Bakhtiari.
I mean,
are
there other offensive linemen that could make a case for that, though? Like, would you put Tausch above Bakhtiari only because of where Tausch was drafted and his tenure and health and, I guess, longevity is the word I'm looking for?
I would put Bakhtiari ahead of Tausch because of the accolades. The accolades.
All pro is you're the best.
Yeah. To find an all pro in the 4th round, damn. Like, that's.
Yeah. And if he stays healthy, he's NFL Hall of Famer, like, shoo-in.
Yes.
So we're good with those two then? We feel strongly about those two?
Yes.
All right, who else? Are we giving Crosby any consideration, or are we thinking
that... No, he's a kicker.
Yeah, I was about to say, Chewy's disqualifying kickers because they're not real football players.
Very strongly about that. Every time I think he's going to come around, he decides, nope, stubborn for stubborn's sake.
I think a 6th-round pick for a kicker is like a 1st-round pick, you know?
Because that's when they go.
Yeah.
I don't know. There have been some place kickers who have been nabbed higher than that. Who are some other people you got on the list? I got a list here in front of me.
I've got a name that, I mean, probably is a steal, but I don't know if we really want to talk about him. And Kabir. He's a 5th-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
Had a ton of, like, 74.5 sacks out of the 5th round in your Packers career.
All right, who?
What about Campman?
Campman, yeah.
Okay. All right. I feel better about Campman.
Does that feel better?
That feels much better. Has not sent a host at ESPN Milwaukee to hell. So, yes, I feel much better about Eric Campman.
I've been told to go to hell, but I've never been sentenced.
Aaron Campman was a 5th-round pick, 156 in 2002. What was Kabir? He was a 5th-round pick
as well. He
was also
a 5th-round pick in 2000.
149. There you go. There you go. Right there. It was 149 versus 152. You got saved by 3 picks.
Yeah, I think Campman may have an all-pro on his... he's a 2-time Pro Bowler. But it's more than Kabir, so we could put him ahead of Kabir.
Just clearing your conscience over there.
Oh, he did make the all. He made 2 second-team all-pros. Feel much better about that.
Or is there anybody we're missing?
What about Jordy?
We said Jordy.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's not even the best second-rounder they've taken at that position. So I think we just cleared out all the receivers in the second round.
What did we think about Aaron Jones? I know Gabe mentioned Aaron Jones, a 5th-round pick, 182nd overall in 2017. Obviously, it was the bell cow as much as you can be.
Yeah, I mean, I would.
Yeah.
Yeah? Steal?
Yeah, like in terms of touchdowns scored in his career, he's like way up there.
So what do we got? We got Donald Driver.
Yep.
We got Aaron Campman.
Yep.
We got
David Bakhtiari and Aaron Jones.
And Aaron Jones.
So, and this isn't the last. What are we going to call this? Like the last
25 years, 20 years? What's the?
Yeah, I mean, typically when
Driver.
We start.
When was Driver drafted?
Driver was 2000.
99.
Or 99.
So there. That's
so that fits.
25.
But I mean, typically, whenever we talk about the modern Packers, it like starts in 1992, right? Like when the Favre era started. So do we want to do since 1992?
But we can just go since 25 years.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
What are we looking for?
Four.
For them to rank them?
Yeah, well, not rank. We just want to know who they think is the biggest steal of Packers draft.
Who folks, you guys going with?
Well, this is what we were doing. We were narrowing it down. To me, it feels like Donald Driver, and it's not close.
I go Bakhtiari.
Bakhtiari's the best player of that group.
Yeah, but he has the injuries.
He's still the best player of that group.
I mean, all pro is all pro.
Like, when you're considered one of the best at your position, I understand the longevity aspect of it, and that is impressive for Donald Driver.
And but we have talked about the importance of having a guy like him who could bridge that gap from the old regime to the new regime and how he handled that role so well. But there's value there.
But you know what's more valuable?
Being the best
at your position.
Yeah.
That's really valuable.
But again, and I don't want to sit here and make it seem like I'm taking Bakhtiari out at the knees, but the knees.
You are taking him out at the knees.
I'm just saying.
Well,
like,
knee just I guess the one. Yeah.
Over and over and over and over again. At some point, the one becomes plural. Like, it's that knee, but many, many, many times. Ryan from McGonagall weighing in saying, don't forget Bart Starr. Yes, we are going to keep this to the past 25 years. We do think that Bart Starr is probably number one with a bullet, given where he was drafted and his significance and success in the the franchise.
You ask the question, who's the biggest deal of all time? The conversation, somebody goes, Bart Starr. Oh, and now the conversation's over. So to make it more interesting, we want to go the last 25 years.
So we're going to put that on the poll then. And I think that's a pretty good selection. And it varies from position to position. I think we did a good job of not getting suckered into, look at all of the late round offensive linemen they pick who were mainstays on that line, who were very good at their jobs. Bakhtiari is the best of the offensive line. Is Donald Driver the best wide receiver then from a steal standpoint?
Yes, because most of the other wide receivers that they took were second. The only one who was a third rounder was James Jones, who was very good and I would consider a steal, but not Donald Driver level steal, right?
For argument's sake, I'll throw the name James Starks out there. He was a sixth round pick and he has a Super Bowl win under his belt. He was the running back for that Super Bowl win.
He's not as good as Aaron Jones.
Okay, just putting that out
there. Amon? Oh, we didn't draft him.
Seattle. Yeah, I mean, that was a steal of a trade.
Yes,
fleeced absolutely. Fred Vinson. Yeah, go ahead. Yes. Take Fred Vinson. We'll take him on. Green.
Is there any other defensive player that we need to consider before we go official with this?
In the last 25 years, so in that same 1999 draft, Mike McKenzie was a third rounder.
Was good.
He was pretty good. I don't think he rises to the list. We've already mentioned he who shall not be named is a fifth-round pick.
Nick Collins,
a second-round pick, and he was on that trajectory, but again, the injuries kind of cut it short. Like, if he reaches multiple All-Pros, like Hall of Fame level, I think you make that case, even though he was just a second-rounder.
Barnett?
It was a first-round pick.
Wow. He was?
Yeah, Nick Barnett was a first-round pick.
I don't think he was.
Because you don't think he held up his end of the donkey.
Okay.
Ryan from McGuanago weighing in saying, what about Sam Shields? Obviously, Sam Shields famously was not drafted, right? He wasn't an undrafted free agent.
Correct.
I mean, big steal.
Big steal. Yeah, absolutely.
But I don't know. Sam was really good.
Yeah, he was good.
But not drafted. And obviously, this is about the draft.
Yeah, this is about the draft. Otherwise, I think I would put him above Aaron Kampman. Because I think Sam played for a long time and was that good.
I agree. It was fun to watch. Joshy, how do you feel about our four?
I feel good about him. I still think it's Aaron Rodgers as the winner, even though he was first round pick.
Huh?
I mean, he's one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever live.
But what do we expect out of first round picks?
Yeah, but you weren't expecting him to fall to 24.
And four MVPs.
Yeah, I don't think you're expecting Hall of Fame out of any first round pick.
You're certainly multiple Pro Bowls.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. I think that's fair. I don't think you're expecting four MVPs.
So do you want to put the caveat of other than Aaron Rodgers?
People can think for themselves. I already posted the poll mainly.
Yeah.
People can think.
Reply if you want to.
You've heard me talk about professional construction ink over the years. We've enjoyed having them with our help us out with our home projects. As you know, Dario and I are not the most handy people, so when we get ourselves into a jam, we call our friends over at PCI. So if you are in the market for a home addition or a new home, or maybe you've got a remodel project, you should consider PCI to help you out as well. Mike and Michelle, they operate a family-owned company. They believe in building relationships, and they are currently growing, which is always a good sign for a local business. They're hiring carpenters to lead field crews. If that's you or someone you know, go to their website for more information. That's professionalconstructioninc.com. There you can also see some of the work they've done, some of the jobs they've done. Maybe you'll even see a picture of our house on there from some of the things they've done at our space. That's right. Mike and Michelle handled our basement remodel as well. For more information, go to professionalconstructioninc.com and tell them Jen from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on ESPN Milwaukee sent you.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Though, right?
Yeah.
Kinda like a, oof, like just, instead of a, huh.
Yeah, but that's all part of taking the training law.
I do, but it's just such funny noises.
Did this get sexual or something? I don't know about it. What the hell just happened?
On 94.5 ESPN.